right. Now, we mentioned on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis that Trumpster is going to be in town on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Trumpster, as
Bernie would say.
No, that's what that is what Regis used to call him. Trumpster. Oh. But the problem is that I don't think, Trump went from being funny and kind of entertaining and interesting to watch with all of his girlfriends and wives mm-hmm. and, his buildings and his crazy pronouncements. And now it's scary.
Well, you almost felt, I used to watch The Celebrity Apprentice a lot. You almost felt like he was in on the joke. Like he's kind of laughing,
At himself.
At himself.
I don't
feel the same way now.
Yeah, no. And now I think he's high in his own supply, as they say. Now, Aaron Katursky from ABC News is standing by. And one of the big issues of the campaign has been Trump University.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole idea here is Trump University was an online, partial online program. You could study online, but you could also go to a place. And it was supposed to teach you everything you need to know about real estate. Wasn't that the idea?
That's right. His real estate investment tips and successes.
Mm-hmm. And how long did... What kind of a course was it?
I mean, it was really a series of seminars in hotel ballrooms. You know the type of thing, mm-hmm. And Trump, more than anything, seems to have lent his name to it as opposed to taken an active involvement. But nonetheless, it was advertised as Trump having handpicked the instructors. In fact, the Attorney General of New York said most of them had never met Trump. And there were all sorts of higher pressure sales tactics to get you to buy an ever higher level of access or more secrets and all that kind of thing. And ultimately, the attorney general here said that 5,000 people were defrauded out of millions of dollars.
Now, he goes on. He had a moment in the debate last Thursday night, right, where they said, hey, you had a Better Business Bureau rating of a D-. And he goes, no, I had an A+. I'll show you the A+. And then he got a fax at the debate, and he wanted to give it to Fox. It showed that he had an A+. But then the Better Business Bureau said, whoa, 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 whoa. He has Trump University has a D- rating by, they had to come out today and reinforce it. No, the rating is a D-.
The rating was a D- when it was actually operating as an entity.
Right, right.
It got an A rating, 3 or 4 years later, after it had already stopped operating. And that's because complaints in the Better Business Bureau systems automatically purge after 3 years. So in 2010, the rating was as low as a D-. And then in 2015, in January 2015, it had the A. But, by then, it had ceased to exist.
So in other words, there were people going online to give it a rating that would be used for political purposes.
Well, pretty much. And it's certainly possible. The Better Business Bureau just sought to clarify so it didn't, get in the middle of a political fight. In the end, I'm not sure it actually matters. I mean, the Better Business Bureau is, you have to pay in order to be accredited. So it never paid, and so it was never accredited. But it can still take some complaints, and those complaints were reflected in the D-. But again, this only matters if you buy the Marco Rubio argument that Donald Trump's a con man. And certainly it matters if you're one of the consumers, 5,000 of them, the attorney general here says, were defrauded by all of this. Trump continues to defend the university or the entity, whatever you want to call it. And he says it was a fine thing. And he could have settled this lawsuit with the attorney general many times over in the last several years, but just didn't want to.
All right. Here he is from his YouTube video today.
So you have people doing the commercial. They say terrible things. And yet they write reports saying it was excellent in all respects, excellent in all respects. Why would anybody settle a case when we have reports like this and even beyond this? Why would people settle a case like this? I just can't do it. And you know what? The United States should fight back also. We shouldn't just be settlers. We should fight back and do what's right.
Now, he turns it right into a political talking point for
mm-hmm.
him.
Message, yeah.
Which is that what he's saying there's people appearing in these commercials about Trump University now, these opposition spots to him about Trump University. And he's got they would have a report card at the end that they would have to fill out, and they have to talk about how fabulous it was in the report. They would fill in, you know, circle. Was it poor, good, great, excellent, the best thing you ever went to? And it was like the best thing ever.
Other? Did you get another chance?
No, choice? There wasn't. And these people all filled it out and then they signed it. Mm-hmm. And now he's basically saying, listen, you know, in this lawsuit that's going on, in the lawsuit, he says he's going to put these people up on the stand and he's going to show them that and then ask, well, why would you fill it out like that? And their argument has already been because they had the minders over them that were making them fill it out like that.
But again, Ro, if you believe that he could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and not lose supporters, who cares what the Better Business Bureau thinks about this, you know, this foolish seminar course where you're going to learn all the secrets of Trump's investment prowess. It's become a thing, and there's no question that it fuels this notion that he's a con man. Trump's like, you know, what are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? And the Better Business Bureau today just sought to make sure they weren't in the middle of it.
But it feels like out of all the things Trump has done and said that people thought would be his, you know, the moment of, you know, awakening or something about this candidate, that this one is the one that is appearing in the most ads right now. This is the one where it feels like opposition groups really have him. It just seems to me that, you know, they think, oh, he's scamming the little guy. And so his base, who may be considered people who are, you know, upset with the system or upset with big guys, might be, you know, like they won't like that.
Look, no question that this has the potential to resonate if, in fact, the ordinary laws of physics applied to Donald Trump as a presidential candidate, which
great point.
So far they just don't seem to be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we had that Trudeau guy here in Chicago,
right.
You know, that did
Kevin
the
Trudeau.
That Kevin Trudeau did all those online. He sold all those books that had the secrets they don't want you to know about investing, the secrets they don't want you to know about cancer, the secrets they don't
what
want you to know.
What's that guy's name? Lesko?
Now that's a different guy. Matthew Lesko is a guy that sold books about how to find government money. That was,
right.
You know, for programs and things like that. And that guy was legit. Kevin Trudeau was the guy that had the how to find the cancer treatment, and he's now in jail. I mean, he's now in federal prison for mm-hmm. what he did. And it's the same concept though. It's anytime anybody wants to sell you something that they don't want you to know, it's a scam.
Right. And one of the Trump University, one of the prominent speakers is continuing. He's a convicted felon who is still doing these make you rich type seminars and attracting more attention. Now he's got the diamond VIP package of real estate advice valued at $35,000.
Yeah, there you go. That's what's going to go.
That's all you need.
That's all you need. You need that. You're going to be a billionaire just like me. I think it's so. Aaron's point to me, and I think this is what all my friends have started to say to me, which is there's nothing you can do about this because his followers, the people who trust in him, don't care. They just see him as a successful guy who has been, and if he has cut a few corners or mm-hmm. make a few things up, or he's overly boastful about himself or misrepresents anything he's done, it doesn't matter. He's a good negotiator. We need people like that to negotiate. We got to stop getting screwed by Japan. And again, like I said earlier, Japan yesterday is like, what is he talking about? We didn't do anything. We're barely alive.
We got our own stuff going on.
Yeah, we got enough problems over here. Oh my God! All right, okay, Aaron. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Did you have you ever been to a like a Trump party or anything? You ever been to in more halcyon days?
Well, yeah, sure. No, I haven't been to like to his house.
No, but you know how like they would do those. I know you weren't at the wedding in Mar-a-Lago.
No,
but
you know,
how do you know that
they do? They do those kind. I don't actually. They do those kinds of things. You know, and he guys got the Regis was always with him at some something or another. I just figured you're big mocker in New York. You got to do things like that. No,
sure.
Yeah, no, sure. Whenever he was out and about. You know, doing something, I'd always sort of tag along and say, hey, Donald, Aaron, hey. But that was it. Yeah, I mean, it was kind of, it was very surface.
Do you see that Slovenia is in the news today?
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I think, very interesting. Slovenia has finally made the news, and Slovenia has made the news because they want to do a new border. They're going to do a thing where you have to check visas to get across the border.
Uh-huh.
And the and I think they're only in the news because
Melania.
Of Trump's wife. Yeah.
Melania.
Well, her ex in Slovenia has spoken out about her and saying that she was, you know, not a typical Slovenian.
Not a typical Slovenian. She's very. She knew. We know she's going to be something. Yeah.
That's what he said.
All right, Kathmandu, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Aaron.
See you later.
All right, there he goes, Aaron Katursky, ABC News, and at the Trump party,
mm-hmm.
I could just see him there. All right. What Violetta Puttermax standing by with the WGN traffic trouble spots right now. You know Slovenians. You must know a Slovenian or two.
A little bit, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, outbound.
You know, you could be the future Mrs. Trump. You know, I haven't even thought about this yet.
Sure. Oh, brother. Because you're from that area where he picks wives.
I don't think my parents would have gotten over the wall.
Good point. That's an excellent point. I don't know that Melania's parents could have gotten over the wall either, but it doesn't matter. She's a different kind of Slovenian.
He made a nice president.
Yes, make a nice president. Yes.